Over the last 16 years, a mechanical engineer has been working on a theory for how the world works. It's called constructal law. And lately, amazingly, it's been accepted as a new law of physics. The law's fundamental idea is this: everything that moves, whether animate or inanimate, a speck of dust or you, is a flow system. And things that flow always want to flow better. The similar shapes of tree branches and rivers are one way to illustrate this idea. But Studio 360's Jonathan Mitchell thinks he's got an even better way. As part of our series on science and creativity, Mitchell met the man who came up with this new law of design in nature.
In 1995, a mechanical engineering professor was sitting in the audience at a science conference in Nancy, France. If you happened to be sitting next to him, he might have introduced himself.
I'm Adrien Béjean. I'm a professor at Duke University.
And speaking at the podium was Ilya Prigozhin,
the Nobel Prize laureate for chemistry in 1977.
He was talking about trees and river basins and lightning.
And he made the statement that these architectures are purely the result of throwing the dice.
Any similarities among trees and river basins and lightning, he said, were just coincidence. And that's when Béjean had an insight.
The flash in the dark.
That would change the course of his career.
What he said struck me as wrong.
At the time, Béjean had been working on new designs for cooling electronics.
Drawings for how to suck heat out of a laptop.
And his drawings all looked like...
like trees. They looked like the river basin. Those drawings I have, I had them on my table before I went to this conference in France. And they were not the result of throwing any dice. I was getting my trees by invoking the principle that later I baptized as the constructal law.
The constructal law is all about the way things flow. It says that any flow system will, over time, shape itself to flow more easily.
That is the principle. And it is a first principle. It is a statement that cannot be deduced from existing statements.
So, for example, imagine the life of a river basin.
While the rain continues to fall on the plain, the river basin constantly morphs.
Rocks and mud get washed away.
It contorts itself. It corrects its mistakes. The flowing design flows better, more easily.
And eventually, it forms a pattern that's shaped sort of like a tree.
That's why on the map of the United States, we are accustomed to seeing the drawing of the Mississippi River Basin. In reality, that is not a static drawing. That is a dynamic, a morphing animal, which is called the Mississippi Flow, which is from an area, a huge area, to one point.
And the constructal law says that tree design emerges naturally.
When the flow connects one point with an infinity of points.
And we see this tree-like design all over the place. Think of the air passages in the human lung.
Tree-shaped.
Electrical power grids.
Tree-shaped.
Roads and highways.
The vascularization of the retina. The
snowflakes?
Yes, it is the same with the growth of any snowflake.
Anything that facilitates flowing follows the constructal law.
The snowflake is tree-shaped because it is a flow system for the flow of heat.
It doesn't have to be physical world things like fluid or cars or heat. It can be like information is flowing.
Yes.
Or power is flowing.
Correct. Anything that flows, the animate, the inanimate, and our social dynamics is a subject to this law and, for that matter, to any other law of physics.
And this gives us something that Ilya Prigozhin's chaos theory couldn't.
Chaos, complexity, fractal geometry, all of these things are descriptive.
But the constructal law gives us the answer to why things are the way they are and how they got to be this way.
The constructal law, among other attributes, defines what life means. Life is not a phenomenon in a narrow field such as biology. Life is a phenomenon for all physics, meaning for everything and everywhere. And to be alive means to be a flow system that is free to change its configuration over time.
So what kinds of things in our world would be dead?
Well, dead are, you know, samples of, say, crystals or solid. Dead is anything that shows absolutely no movement. For example, a sample of water in a glass tube. That is a system that is not alive.
However, if the water were exposed to air and able to evaporate, well, then it's flowing again.
That flow system is a live flow system.
Well, okay, well, let's try applying it to something else. Let's say a radio piece, because in radio, information is flowing. And so how could you use the constructor law to explain that process?
Excellent. Writing is actually has become what it is today. In your case, you are writing audio by through spoken words. The writing that works has structure. It has main ideas, which are few and big, which are your questions, by the way. And on those branches, meaning on that skeleton, you hear two things. You hear my reinforcement of your own skeleton. Those are my answers to your questions. But you also hear these spontaneous additions, which are basically putting the leaves and the birds on those branches. And altogether, your report becomes not only full, but it has balance.
And then at the end, when I have the finished piece, it's dead.
Yes, yes.
But then it becomes part of another process.
Absolutely. I like your example because it's actually not dead. It's famously alive after you broadcast it. It has a life of its own. Your story is covering the globe because of a hierarchical flow system. You have special channels that first connect to you, all the way to a canopy filled by people who transmit by word of mouth. When your story is old enough, your live flow system has finally come to an end. But even then, it's alive in the earphones of some historians who would be interested to know what you discussed today.
So to all the historians out there listening in the future, don't thank me. Thank the constructal law. For Studio 360, I'm Jonathan Mitchell.
There's obviously a lot more to Bejan's theory we couldn't get to, like how it applies to the ways that companies are organized. You can read more about it in his new book, Design in Nature: How the Constructal Law Governs Evolution in Biology, Physics, Technology, and Social Organization. Are there places in the world or in your life where you see the constructal law at work? If so, tell us about those at studio360.org.